Really, bro. What?
Yes.
I left the door open up there for Tonka to live here.
Tatanka.
Yeah, come wandering in if you want. Let's see.
We have Nora at the foot here.
Oh, that would be Calvin, eh?
The bent aura, or at least the butt's bent.
Well, so we got a pyramid to build. We've got big guys in.
Big guys.
What are time no more?
Just a mole.
Just a mole.
As far as I know. But what do I know?
Yeah. Well, I knew the ringmaster, so you know everything.
Yes, I do know everything.
What are you doing being the ringmaster?
If I didn't know everything.
Right.
Ask me a question. Any question.
Square root of pi.
Not telling you. No. Nah. Yeah. Ask me a question, Johnny.
Define ring mistress. And what exactly is your...
I coordinate everything. Who goes on? Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third.
Okay, so you're a coordinator, basically.
That's correct. I control who goes on. I'm also semi-in charge of censoring. Although the heavies, they do most of the censoring. I'm in charge of who should be at channeling sessions, both up there, over there, and down there.
And how long you take each?
That's correct. I also keep a very close eye on the amount of time that is used on your recordings.
How much more energy you
use? Correct. So I coordinate everything. It's a big and important job. And considering how tall am I?
Well, my cheat sheet here says 5'2", rubber and blonde hair.
That's me.
Yeah, Russ was nice enough to put together a sheet for me.
I know.
Because I've been having trouble keeping everyone separated. And he did a real nice job.
And Kiri, who is Kiri's favorite person?
Well, I would venture to say Mark.
It's Kerry, the sex toy.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, Kerry with a C. Right, okay.
And did you get to hear from Kerry tonight?
Yes, I know. That's why I thought I'd bring up her name. Okay, shall we put her on?
Phone call.
But in the meantime, as you make the phone call, Johnny, you got any questions for me?
Oh, let me see. I didn't put together any notes or anything.
Off the top of your head. Oh, I do have a herbal remedy for your problem.
Oh, you do?
Yes. You will need fresh garlic, crushed, fresh thyme, freshly picked, and pepper. Ground pepper.
Any particular kind of pepper?
Coarse ground, black pepper.
Black pepper, okay. I think we've got everything we need here.
Steeped in hot water. No other flavorings. No tea, no milk, just that. And right. Kerry will tell you all about that.
Or nothing like that.
No.
Right? Do you already know the recipe?
No, I don't think so. But it's on recording. We can go back to the beginning and go over it. So that is... Okay, go on. Press the buttons.
Hello?
Hello, Sister Mind.
Hi, what's going on?
Oh, channeling time, and I'm messing with the cat, Calvin.
You're messing with Calvin?
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Well, somebody's got to. Nobody else is.
That's true. Have you ever come down and mess with my kitty?
From time to time.
She is a trip.
Yeah, you know when she does that vertical takeoff thingy? Like somebody's walked up behind her and gone, pinch on her butt. Guess what?
She is a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
She does all kinds of stuff to you.
Yeah, you know when she does that vertical takeoff thing, that's when I pinch her on the butt.
That's when you pinch her on the butt.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to watch for that more often.
Yes.
She does so many weird things that I don't know.
Well, tell me about them.
Well, she's a trip. She is just, I tell you, sometimes I think she's heaven sent because I just adore her with all my heart. You know, the other night we were watching a movie and she sat like a baby in my arms for 2 hours.
Was that the movie with the guy with the long hair and the big muscles?
Trying to think which movie we were watching. Which movie did we watch? We watched Voodoo and Judge Dredd.
Oh, Judge Dredd, that's one of Mark's favorite movies.
Good movie. And what was the other one that we watched? We watched, Johnny Mnemonic.
Oh, the guy with the microchip in his head.
God, that's a trip. That is so weird. That's almost scary. You know, and then Judge Dredd, too.
Mm-hmm.
All those futuristic movies, it's like, wow, is it going to be like that? You know, it makes you wonder.
It does make you wonder, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know Mark grew up on Judge Dredd?
Huh?
Mark grew up on Judge Dredd.
See, I didn't know it was a comic. Mike had told me. He said, what did he say? He said something. Because I had said something, and he goes, God, this has been around forever, Carrie. And I said, nuh-uh. He says, yeah, it has. He says, Judge Dredd's a comic book. And I was like, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah, ask Mark when you talk to him next. He'll tell you all about Judge Dredd.
I can imagine he was into comics.
What do you mean you can imagine he was into comics? He still is.
Is he still?
Yes.
His life is a comic book. I can
imagine that he would be.
Watch it, Sonny.
I think I remember him. Doesn't he have a whole bunch of them, like, in plastic coverings and stuff?
No, that's the Russmeister.
Is that Russ?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, I remember Russ being into them, too.
Mm-hmm. So what can we do for you, then, Sister Mind?
Well, I don't know. I just thought I'd give you guys a holler and say hello and tell you how my couple weeks have been.
Okay, tell me.
Well, we got our wedding rings.
Yeah.
But we don't get them till Friday because we had to get them sized.
Ooh.
And they are so beautiful. And I got a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited. I've never had a diamond, you know.
You've never had a diamond?
Huh?
You've never had a diamond?
Well, Mike gave me a diamond earring, just one diamond earring, like a long, long time ago. But I've never had a, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just never, and then I've got my mom's diamond. And then, I guess I've never had anybody other than Mike give me a diamond. Because I've got my mom's diamond, but that was her diamond. It's just kind of on loan on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike got me a diamond for my birthday, but this one's like, I think it's a quarter carat. And then it's got 3 chip diamonds in the wedding band and 2 chip diamonds in the engagement band on the side of the quarter carat diamond.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty.
Well, Mike's the special person that can give you the diamonds.
It's so neat, though, because he just thinks it's so important, you know? And I love that. He got diamonds, too.
Oh, that's good.
His ring has chip diamonds in it, too.
I tell you what you could do. There's a little bit of a joke. Get him a lump of coal, wrap it up, and tell him that that's a diamond in the rough.
Well, he was going to get me that.
Yeah. Well, tell him to wait about 2 million years, and it should be ready.
Yes. Yeah. Diamonds are beautiful. I mean, it's kind of neat how they are made out of coal, though. Me and my mom were talking about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you know, they're an all-natural rock.
Yeah. Or the other thing is you get him a piece of wood and tell him to heat it to several 100,000 degrees and compress it, and it will turn to coal, and then from coal it will turn to a diamond.
It'll turn to diamond?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he'd like that too much. We bought him a new truck, too.
Ooh.
Bought him a new blazer.
Oh, you are on the up and up.
Yeah, we bought it yesterday. He's so excited because he hasn't had a vehicle since we left.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. We've just been driving in my car. So I put my car up for collateral and bought him a new truck. So he's really excited. I'm really excited for him. I'm happy.
I bet you are.
You know, that's kind of his Christmas present. The new vehicle. And I think it's kind of neat being able to give him a vehicle for Christmas.
Not many people can get that for Christmas.
Oh, no, they can't. You know, and we always say to each other, too, and we tell everybody this, we're not going to get each other anything for Christmas. You know? And look at us. We always do that every year, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always say, okay, something small, and then it turns out being something big. Like, the first year we were together, I got a leather jacket, and bought him a Sega CD, and he gave me leather gloves and a beautiful silver fairy earring.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we always do that. I don't know why.
Well, I keep on getting prodded, and there's somebody that wants to talk to you.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd love to talk to them.
Okay, I'm going to put her on.
Okay.
Yo.
Hi, Carrie.
How's it happening, babe?
Pretty good. How are you?
Ooh, you know.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yep.
I know how you are.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, lots and lots and lots. I've been practicing and competing for the ski races that we're having on Centauri Base.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing?
I qualified.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is it snow skiing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me.
Now I've got to win one more race and then I'm ready for the team.
You'll have to teach me how to snow ski someday.
Hey, when we get you up here, I'll teach you how to snow ski.
I've never snow skied.
You're kidding.
Is that bad or what?
No, not really.
Nope, never snow skied a day in my life.
What about on one of those long, fat, thin things?
Snowboard.
Snowboard.
Nope, never did that either.
Well, when we get you up here on the base, I'll teach you how to ski.
Okay.
Yeah, there's lots of things I'll teach you about.
Oh, okay. We'll do that when I get up there.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I never did ski, never had the urge. I guess all my friends did all my skiing for me.
Well, that's good, that's good. Have you been trying my exercises I told you about last time that we had a long talk?
No, I haven't really had to.
Oh, that's good.
No, things are going real well.
Mm-hmm. I thought that might be the catalyst for other things to happen. Oh, did you enjoy that dream the other night? I think it was about a week ago.
Which one? Which one are you talking about?
It was about a week ago. Involved fields and sun and having a lot of fun. I've got to be careful what I say here. I've got two MCPs.
Oh, I don't remember that dream.
Oh, well, not to worry.
There was another one, though, that I remember quite well that was kind of true. About a friend of mine that I knew years and years ago, and I haven't thought about in a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
A really long time.
Was she the medium-height blonde with the athletic build?
No, not that one. No, he's tall, skinny, long. Russ, are you in the room?
I'm here, darling.
You know Roby?
No, I never met him.
Do you remember me talking about him?
No. Not any Roby, anyway.
No, that was years ago. That was so many years ago. I mean, that was...
Well, I might have forgotten, too, though.
You watching a cop show?
Mike's asleep in front of the TV.
Watching a cop show?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's dreaming that he's a member of the state police, right?
No, that'd be a pretty boring job.
Pays well, though.
Huh?
It pays well, though.
Pays well?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. Well, I don't know. I guess well enough for around here.
Yeah.
But, no, I only remember... We went and met with the minister the other day, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to talk to you guys about this. I was going to ask you, because I asked him if it would be a problem for him to read what you guys would write.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no, as long as he had a chance to review it ahead of time so that he could object or not.
Oh, of course.
But then I was talking to Carol, and Carol told me, she said, well, why don't you just have the minister do his part and, you know, marry you guys and then have Russ stand up and do the ceremony.
Have you...
That's if I'm there or not.
Wes, are you there?
He's here.
I'm here, but whether I'll be there, and we don't know yet.
You have to come closer to the phone, Russ.
Did you hear that, Carrie?
Yeah, I heard that.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I wouldn't make any plans on it just yet.
Huh?
I wouldn't plan on it just yet.
Better plan on it just yet.
Well, we'll work on it.
Yeah, we will come up with a little ceremony that he can use. We will give quite a few things that he can chop and change, and but it'll keep the flavor in there. What we would do is, no, I can't tell you what we'd do and how it'll get to you, but it will get to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me just as long, because he said like within the next month.
Okay. We'll have it done before then.
Okay, because he said, you know, just as long as it's nothing, and I told him, I said, well, the ceremony that we went through, I said it wasn't, I said, you know, because he goes, well, just as long as it's nothing, like I get to a part that shocks me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, no, it wouldn't be anything like that. And I said, all it's going to be is a spiritual bonding. I said, it's just going to be the same as a Christian bonding, but not the same, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a religious debate for 2 hours. It was kind of interesting. And then he said the only reason he wouldn't marry us is if one of us was Christian and the other one wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently in the Bible it says that if your one is one religion and the other one isn't, then your wedding is, or your marriage will be like doomed, you know, because you have a different perspective on life. And I don't necessarily believe that.
Well, I quite agree. To me, it sounds, as Mark might say, a load of tosh.
Where'd you find this guy, Carrie? Where'd you find this guy?
Where?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. He's like the most casual Christian around here.
Okay.
A lot of people wouldn't even marry us because we've lived together for 2.5 years.
Okay.
I mean, these people out here are seriously religious. He's a really nice guy, you know, and Mike and I decided that we're both Christian. I mean, because the only Christian values, I mean, the only thing that classifies me as Christian, I was talking to my mom about this the other day. Okay, and my mom told me this, and the minister told us this too.
Mm-hmm.
A Christian is basically somebody who believes in God and believes that Jesus died for our sins.
Mm-hmm. But, of course, we know who Jesus really is, don't we?
Well, yeah, but I can't tell the minister that.
Yeah.
That's a good way to get me exiled from the Midwest.
Yes, of course, I understand.
So, basically, that's what a Christian is. Somebody mm-hmm. who believes in God and who believes that Jesus was sent down and died for our sins. And I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike believes that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I guess that classifies us as both Christians.
Okay, I'm gonna put on the next person.
Okay.
That wants to talk to you. So hold on a second.
Okay.
There you are. There's a kiss from me.
I love you.
Love you too.
I'll talk to you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'll be by later on with Tia.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
So watch yourself.
Watch myself.
Yes, watch yourself.
Hi, Carrie. How you doing, darling?
What's wrong, you seamstress?
Oh, no. I'm just standing up right now.
Hello.
Hello.
And how's it going?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. But you, on the other hand?
Mine is just a temporary setback.
Oh, so we're up to 6 a day now, are we?
Probably more than that. I know, bad.
Yes. Bad. Hold out your hand.
Spank yourself.
Hold. Spank myself? I'll have Mike spank me.
Hold out your arm. Roll up your sleeves. Okay. Now get 2 of your fingers and slap your wrist.
Okay. Okay, I did it.
Okay. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Okay, I did it.
Okay. Consider
I know I've got to quit. My lungs hurt.
Yeah. Consider yourself reprimanded by Kara.
I know.
Sorry, Kara. That's all right.
But I know I need to quit.
I forgive you.
Especially if we're going to have a baby.
Mm-hmm. It's very important that you quit for the baby.
Kara, do you know when I'm going to have a baby?
No. I don't know when you're going to have a baby. I can't see into the future. Yes, for us.
I know what my future has ahead of me.
You do?
You've been through it.
We'll save this for a later discussion when...
I know. I can't ask you those questions. Mm-hmm. I know.
And all,
we've been trying for a year.
That's nothing.
Carrie's baby the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday they got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they just got married at the courthouse, and there's nothing real fancy, but it was real special. And we went over to some friends last night, and I was holding Schaefer, and he fell asleep in my arms, and he was just looking up at me before he fell asleep, and he was just watching me. Mm-hmm. And then I was humming Christmas songs to him. And then he'd start to get a little fussy, and then I hum some more, and he'd just get real quiet, and he'd stare at me. He felt so right.
He's probably looking up at you and going, who is this person?
He knows his Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, I know. I'm pulling your leg.
They give cigarette kisses all the time.
I'm pulling your leg.
He knows me. They used to call him a little girl when he was inside the tummy.
Oh.
He didn't like that.
Now, would you like being called a little boy?
Huh?
Would you like to be called a little boy?
He wanted to be called a little boy because he was a little boy.
No, but would you?
Would I? No.
Well, there's your answer.
Mm-hmm. He'll forgive me someday, though.
Yes, of course he will.
But it felt so right, you know? Mm-hmm. It was so neat. It was like... But then I think about it and I think, you know, God knows what he's doing. He knows.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I guess he just knows that we're not in a position right now to have babies.
Oh, exactly. Your body is telling you that, yeah, it's not the right time yet.
Yeah, you know, that and the situation we're in, mm-hmm. you know, it would just be too hard, too much more stress. So I figured God must know, you know, I put my trust in him and I believe that he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. You see, the body is a very sensitive piece of equipment. It knows when it's time to have children and when it's not time to have children. Yeah, certain activities will stop you from having children, for example. You can be very athletic, and that will stop your periods and stop you from ovulating because you're being busy and you're burning energy that would never times be used to help you to grow a baby. Or when you're very, very hungry and there's no money around and you're starving. Again, you can't have babies because your body doesn't have the nutrients to supply the energy for a baby.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. See, the body is very clever.
It amazes me how the body works sometimes when I sit down and think about it.
Oh, it's...
Are your guys' bodies the same?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird? How everything connects, because especially in school we've been learning, like we went through cells, anatomy, and physiology.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so weird, you know? Because, I mean, everything connects to everything, and everything serves a purpose, and every little thing knows when there's something wrong.
Well, of course, it's a very... precisely tuned piece of machinery, as Kiri might say.
So mine needs a tune-up.
Mm-hmm.
Mine needs a few major adjustments, but...
Kiri says that one day she'll get to give you a few minor adjustments that will help you.
I should have never told Rose that. Now Kiri's going to be bugging me about it the whole lifetime.
Well, one day when you are abducted by a UFO for a brief period of time, probably it'll be Kiri and a pilot, and they'll get into a lot of trouble, but you'll feel much, much better.
Just as long as I watch that movie Fire in the Sky, just as long as they don't do, you guys don't, it's not one of them UFOs.
No.
I know you guys wouldn't do that to me.
No, would we?
But one of those UFOs, that was scary.
No, Fire in the Sky was a fictional. It was
no, it's a true story.
I know.
It actually happened in 1976.
I know, but the things that they said in the movie didn't actually happen. That was put in by Hollywood. The guy who actually got abducted and had none of that stuff happen to him. He says very, you know, nothing like what they were talking about. Hollywood added that in to make it a little more, you know...
Dramatic. And also to give people like us a bad name.
Well, I wouldn't give you guys a bad name.
I know.
But they're not people like you guys.
Oh, there's all sorts of different races out here that...
I know, and it scares me sometimes.
Oh, don't be scared. You're all right.
I know I am. But it's just, I don't know. It's weird because I know when I was younger, I've seen a couple of UFOs when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel safe with you guys, you know, because you guys are always there to protect me.
Yes, we are the arms that surround you and hold you and stop you from sliding off the road when you're going a little bit too fast in icy conditions, or when you go around a curve to a bridge and the bridge is in the shade and it's all icy. We're the ones that make you slow down a bit.
Oh, is that you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carrie.
I tell you, if I had a faster car, I'd probably be dead by now.
That's why you don't...
That's where I've been scared half to death. I had to pull over the other day. Maybe that was you guys that made me do it.
Was that just after a bridge that you went over that was a little bit icy?
Well, it was a bridge. I went over a bridge, okay, but mm-hmm. my windshield wiper fluid had gone out. And I didn't have any windshield wiper fluid, and it's so muddy out here
mm-hmm.
that my windows were caked with mud. I couldn't see anything because I was behind a semi, and I almost ran into him. So I pulled over and I had to take snow from the side of the road to wipe off my windows just to make it home. And I was 20 miles from home. And it was freaky. And I got home and I told Mike, I said, I've got to get windshield wiper fluid because I'm going to die out there if I don't. And it was bad. But we only have a couple days out here like that. Like last week, it was 51 below zero.
Oh, nice cool evening.
Very cool. I mean, it was cold. But see, we were on our way to Cedar Rapids, and eight people got killed in a motorhome.
Oh, really?
Three cars behind it. They got smashed by a semi. And we were sitting there for an hour in traffic. We didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting there for an hour in traffic, and we were like, you know, whining and complaining, come on, we gotta go. And then all of a sudden, somebody came back and told us what happened, and we just stopped and started praying and thanking God for letting us get to our destination safe. It was so cold out. At the time we were sitting there for that hour,
mm-hmm.
the tires froze to the ground.
Oh.
That's how windy and cold it was. The wind apparently picked up the semi.
Yeah.
And threw it over on top of the motorhome. And then they were doing a detour,
mm-hmm.
like right before this or right after this. And we missed the detour. We were two cars behind the detour. That's how we ended up three cars behind the accident.
Oh, really?
We were two cars behind when they stopped the detour. And some guy got killed on the detour.
Ooh, it sounds like a nasty night out.
Yeah, well, it was the daytime, and it was really bad. Some guy, I guess he had a load full of cattle,
mm-hmm.
and the wind just picked him up and rolled his truck, and the cattle survived because it was too heavy.
Yeah.
It didn't pick that up, but it picked up his cab, and it killed him. And it was like, I mean, it was weird because it was like, thank you, you know, because we could have been in either one of those accidents.
Mm-hmm. But you weren't. That's the main thing, that you were where you should have been.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that's why we just stopped complaining. And we said, you know, there were some people there that didn't make it home. And thank God we made it.
That's right. Anyway, I'm going to hand you back to Russ.
Okay.
Because Russ is thinking about his telephone bill again.
No, I'm not.
I know, I shouldn't have called.
Of course, you can call whenever you wish.
Well, I called Nick, I'll be back.
Mm-hmm.
On his bill.
Okay, well, Tia will finish up everything.
Okay.
But in the meantime, you can talk to Russ whilst we stretch out and relax.
Huh? I can't hear you. Russ.
She's going to stretch out and relax.
Oh, okay.
No biggie. Hey, darling.
Yeah?
Question for you.
What?
Hey, have you ever experienced anything like missing time or something?
Missing time?
You know, like some part of your life that went by and you can't remember what it was that went by, but you were awake and then you're somewhere else or something like that and you don't know what happened?
Okay, yeah.
What happened? When was this?
Are you talking about my life?
Yeah, right.
Recently?
Nah, any time in your life.
Why? Are you doing a report?
just curious. Personal curiosity.
There's been quite a few times in my life where I've had missing time.
What happened, darling? Give me one good one.
when Rob died.
What happened?
I remember my mom calling me at the movie theater and telling me that Rob was dead. And I freaked out, and I went to Christine's house, and nobody was there. And I don't know after that. I remember being in the schoolyard. I don't know how I got there, but I remember being in the schoolyard. And then after that, my parents had a search party looking for me. Nobody knew where I was at for like, oh, I was gone. I can only trace about an hour of that time, and I was gone probably 8 or 9 hours.
Wow.
And I don't remember. I don't know if I just blocked it out or, but I remember being in the schoolyard, and I don't know how I got there, and I don't remember. And then I remember going home and getting really drunk and throwing up all over the floor.
Well, we all do silly things like that from time to time. When I get drunk, which ain't very often, watch it, buddy boy.
Uh-oh.
He's snickering at me.
He knows that
might not,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
You got the wrong person, Buster. I don't have pointed ears and a stumpy tail.
Anymore.
That's good.
I used to get that drunk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's why when I was younger, there's a lot of missing time in my life. There's a lot of my childhood that's missing that I don't remember.
Hey, any time during when you saw those UFOs, did any of that come up missing?
Well, there was this one time I was walking home from Jessica's house. Remember I used to walk a lot?
Yeah, sure.
There was this one time I was walking home from Jessica's house, and I remember getting up on this one street, and I used to walk with my head straight up in the air.
Right.
So I used to stare at the sky, and it was late at night, and I saw this thing, and it kind of looked like a star.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like moving with me, but you know how sometimes your eyes can make it delusional?
Yeah, right.
Well, it was moving with me, so to see if I was actually right or not, I actually crossed the road like in a zigzag,
mm-hmm.
and it followed me. It was like it was attached to me.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, I just started running. I ran all the way home. And I got home, and after that, I don't remember. And then there was another time where my mom and I saw UFOs actually shining their lights in the backyard. It was so weird. I had seen him coming through my window, and my mom had a room above mine, so her window faced the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my mom were the only ones home, and I ran upstairs because I saw all these lights. And I ran upstairs, and I woke my mom up. Oh, wake up. She's going, what's going on? I said, Mom, wake up. Look out the window. She looked out the window, and we both just stood there. There were three, like, formation or three UFOs up in the sky in a V formation, and they were shining their lights in our back field. I mean, there were lights. They were like a bluish white light in our backyard. And it was so trippy. And then all of a sudden, one shined in our bedroom, and both jumped down and laid in bed, and we held each other, and we fell asleep.
Sorry to interrupt, but have you had any dreams of different races and species of people?
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
And Kara's saying to me that she would like to give you a total physical exam at some time.
Why, do you guys think I've been abducted?
Sounds very possible.
We didn't say that.
Oh, well, they didn't say it.
Okay, Russ, you can say it.
No, I can't say it. You probably haven't. But, you know, what the heck? You never know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll give my consent for a physical.
Have you watched the X-Files lately?
Because I've thought about it. I remember, you know, the very first time I ever saw a UFO was when I was, like, 7 years old.
Yeah.
It was me, my brother, my cousin, and our it and watch it. I was about 7 years old.
Ties into Mark's conversation, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to put Tia on.
Okay. I've seen a lot in my life. A lot of UFOs.
Sounds like it, darling.
Huh?
I haven't seen but one.
You've seen one?
Just one. That was only because it flew over when Omal was there. He pointed it out to me.
Yeah, I've seen quite a few, and that I thought was really weird. And I don't really tell a lot of people about it just because of the fact that people think it's fruitless when I tell them I've seen more than one.
Well, I think you're pretty safe talking about it here.
Oh, yeah. I know that. I guess I just never really thought about it, bringing it up with you guys. I haven't thought about that in a really long time.
Well, it's good to know. I mean,
but you guys remember? Oh, remember we talked about this before? Remember that one? I don't know if it was ever verified, but remember that guy that used to come and rape me in my sleep?
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we had talked about it.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I remember the name you used. It was started with a P or something, didn't it?
Are you thinking of Dagmar?
Oh, yeah, right, D.
No, that was a demon.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting?
Never,
that's such an exciting one.
Well, more than me.
That was a demon that Rob dealt with.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rob had done some channeling. When he was pretty young, okay, he had done a lot of channeling.
Uh-huh.
And he was kind of like a medium. I guess that he did what Mark does.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently he had let this thing or demon. I thought it was a demon at the time. Maybe it wasn't. And being that Rob and I were connected, the demon wanted both of us. Mm-hmm. Whatever it was. His name was Dagmar. Well, when Rob was doing this one channeling session, he apparently let Dagmar out. And Dagmar almost killed one of the girls that was there, and Rob stopped it. Well, Rob kind of put a mission out on life, on his life.
Yeah.
This is why I think he died. I've only told one other person this. This is why I think he died. I think he was killed. Because he was trying to save my life.
It sounds more like he sacrificed himself to save you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't tell anybody that,
yeah.
You know.
That he took.
But the demon had started messing with me.
Mm-hmm.
He would find himself, and his roommate even vouched for this, he would find himself in an unconscious state fighting, physically fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had no control over what was going on. He was in the actual, he was fighting Dagmar, because Dagmar, and now I'm starting to, wow, I'm trying to put this all together. I never really pieced this as a puzzle, but remember when Rob and I used to have that little room that we go to?
Yeah.
We had a waterfall, and then we had a room.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, my mom was so scared. She didn't believe me at first until she saw him on my wall. His figure was on my wall. At night, I was so scared to go to sleep because I could see him moving in the shadows. And I would hide. Every night, I was so scared. Mm. And my mom had a priest bless a crucifix and two holy Bibles and still laid them on my bed, like in a ritualistic kind of way. And she had apparently had a minister come in and, well, it didn't work. It wasn't a demon. I thought he had gone away, but he had only gotten into my dreams. Apparently, that was him. Well, that's really weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, I never really put the two together, because after Rob died, he became more powerful. But Rob, I don't think, knew that.
Well, Rob might have been what was keeping him weak, eh? It wasn't letting him get...
That's because we were too weak. We were linked. But then I could be wrong, because I got rid of him after Rob died, because he became more strong. Maybe it was when Rob was in his transition period.
Mm-hmm.
after he died. Maybe Rob was in a weak period after he died.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap it up now because we don't want to run up Rusty Nails' telephone bill.
Oh, sure. Now, leave me with that kind of thought, that heavy thought on my brain.
What better way to let you go? Deep in thought.
Oh, wait a minute, Carrie. One final quick, huh?